it's something like in our minds that make us naturally like hard headed. Like, would you listen to somebody if they told you you couldn't do something? You probably would do the opposite.
Welcome to the Personal Development Blueprint, the podcast that's all about leveling up and helping you become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Jay Cope. Join me as we talk about different tools and strategies to help you navigate through everyday life, creating a blueprint for your personal growth. Let's get into it. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Personal Development Blueprint. I want to first thank y'all for tuning back in, man. I appreciate y'all. Have you ever just found yourself wondering, like, am I good enough? Or can I really do this? Like, you ever feel like you your own worst enemy sometime? Well, listen, you're not by yourself. And this is something that I dealt with off and on like my entire life. And it really wasn't until I started my personal development journey that I realized I had the power to change this. So what are we even talking about? Self-doubt. This is something that I'm nonstop still working on. So real quick, I've been kind of procrastinating on putting this episode out. And just because we're on the subject of self-doubt, I was even getting in my head a little bit about it. I was at work and I was talking to one of my homegirls and we was talking about the podcast and I was telling her the story of what happened about this episode. Shout out Jovi. I'm like, energy was great. I remember I went to the gym early that morning. It was like one of those 5 a.m. days. So I got it in early. Me and my guy, Jalen, we went to the gym early. You know, I meditated. We got a good workout session. I'm talking about a good workout session. So I worked out, I meditated, and after I left the gym, I did a cold shower. So the combination of them three like had me vibrating so high and my energy levels was up. So I'm like, okay, let's record this episode while I'm feeling good. And I came in here and I felt like the energy was high and I recorded the episode. It just felt so natural and comfortable, man. I had a good time recording that episode. And after I did it, I just let it sit for a minute. I said, I'll come back and I'm going to edit the episode later. So why, when I come back and I finally get ready to edit the episode, you know, I left the app open. I looked and I didn't see the recording. And instantly my heart started pounding. Like, please tell me that I'd saved this episode. So long story short, I did not save the episode and the program crashed, man. So I went to relaunch the software and the episode was no longer there. So it's like all that nice energy that I put into that episode, man, I'm like, man, this is a great episode. So all of that energy that I put into it, it was lost. And then now I'm on Google. I'm searching everything for like an hour, like trying to find a fix on how to get that software back. And eventually I just gave up. I couldn't find it. And I'm like, man, this is some bull stuff. That was a good episode. And again, after talking to my homegirl at work, she was like, when you record the episode again, just tell the story of what happened. That could make for like some good content. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea. So this is actually an extra part of this episode. This was the story of what happened as to why I was procrastinating to put the episode out. Cause I'm like, I lost a whole 15 minutes worth of an episode, man. And I was a little bit hurt, man. I'm still a little bit salty about it. But today we feeling good again. I hit the gym early and now, you know, I'm vibrating high. So I said, you know what, get out of my head, which was the self-doubt. I had voices in my head telling me, you know, when you record it again, it ain't going to be the same as the first one, man. The energy ain't going to be the same. And it's like, it's okay. It's okay. Everything happens for a reason and it happened the way that it was supposed to happen. So now we back and we getting back into the episode, man. So this is the re-recording of the self-doubt episode 2. So again, thank y'all for being here. I appreciate y'all taking the time out to come and give the podcast a listen. And again, today's episode, we talking about self-doubt and I'm going to give y'all 3 tips that I use to help me get rid of it. And if you stick around to the end, I'll have a bonus tip for y'all, which is actually one of my favorite tips. When I was younger, one of my favorite TV shows to watch was Family Matters, you know, Steve Urkel. And I remember one of the episodes where Carl, he, which was the dad of the family, I remember there was an episode and he found this bracelet and he was going back and forth in his head. He was in his head about it. He just trying to figure out, like, should I get a bracelet back? Should I keep it for myself? And he was kind of caught in between what he wanted to do. And I remember this episode. He was in the living room and he goes to sit down on the couch and he's thinking. And the next thing you know, poof, there's this little mini Carl that shows up and he's dressed in all white. It's like an angel outfit. And he's telling him, he's like, Carl, you know, you should give the bracelet back, you know, do the right thing. And Carl's like, huh? Like, who are you? And he goes, I'm your good conscience. I'm the side of your conscience that, you know, just tells you the good things. So he was basically saying, like, I'm the good side of your conscience. And he was telling Carl, like, you know, giving him different reasons why he should give the bracelet back. He's saying, like, don't compromise your integrity. You know, you'll feel better if you just did the right thing and gave it back. And right in the middle of him talking, there's another poof that goes off. And all you hear is, don't listen to that fool or something. It was something of that nature. He's basically telling him, hey, don't listen to that guy. Listen to me. And it was another mini Carl. And this Carl, he was dressed in all red. And he had a pitchfork, so he was like, you know, kind of representing like the devil. And he's like, don't listen to that guy, listen to me. So Carl, again, he's like, his face is turned up. He's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm the bad side. Like, I'm the bad boy. I'm the bad side of your conscience, or however you want to put it. But pretty much he was telling Carl, hey, keep that bracelet, man. Don't you want some nice things that you want to go and buy? And just trying to convince him to keep the bracelet. So now you got this balance, like one side is telling you, hey, do the right thing. And then you got the other side saying, hey, no, be selfish and keep it for yourself. Like, now I realize more than ever today, like, that's pretty much like how the voices in our head work. You got one side that's always trying to tell you, hey, do the right thing. And then you got the other side that's telling you, hey, go down this route, do the quote unquote bad thing. Or, and that goes back again to self-doubt, like those voices in your head telling you you can't do it, or, you know, just trying to talk you down. So the very first tip is just becoming aware that the voices are there. And one way or another, we do not have to listen to them. You know, just because you hear those voices in your head does not mean you automatically, again, have to listen to them. You know, some days when I'm going to the gym, I can hear those voices saying, man, you don't need to go to the gym today. And that's probably that little voice that's dressed in all red telling me, like, no, you don't need to do this. But again, you don't have to listen to this voice. But we call this mindfulness. And that's pretty much being present and aware of what you're feeling and what you're doing in the moment. So that's the first tip, just being aware that those voices are there. Now, the next tip is challenge negative thoughts. I know we probably heard the term, like, woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So once you start to tell yourself that, your brain's going to tell you every reason why today is going to be a bad day. These thoughts that you have in your head, you start to believe those. So you following behind, like, hey, I'm having a bad day. So everything that happens, you're going to be like, well, see, I told you it's a bad day. It could start raining. Oh, man, it's raining. You might hit your toe on the end of the bed. See, now I hit my toe. This is a bad day. So you're going to start seeing all of these things that's going to basically reinforce telling you that it's a bad day. I like to use examples of the gym. So what if you told yourself, you know, I don't need to go to the gym today. I'm not feeling it. I can't make it. What if you was walking by and somebody on the street told you the same thing? Like, yo, you can't go to the gym. You can't do this. It's something like in our minds that make us naturally like hard-headed. Like, would you listen to somebody if they told you you couldn't do something? You probably would do the opposite. I did a cold plunge challenge back in December, and it was pretty much where I got an ice bath and it's outside in my backyard, and I did a 2-minute plunge inside of the tub each and every day for the whole month of December. And I remember before I even started this challenge, I told somebody at work, you know, we was just talking about it, and they was like, what? You finna be doing what in the middle of winter outside? Man, you can't do that. And I said, watch me. So the fact that they told me I couldn't do it, it gave me more motivation to actually do it. Yeah, so if you want to check out the actual videos of me doing these cold plunges, you can check out my Instagram. I'm gonna put the link in the description. I remember the early years in my marriage, and my wife, she can vouch for this. I wasn't as mature as I am now. And I remember her, like, she would tell me, like, take out the garbage. And to me, you know, my ego, I took it as like she was trying to tell me what to do. So in my head, I'm like, you take out the garbage. But I didn't say that out loud, of course. But the voices in my head was telling me these things, and it made me take my time to take out the garbage, because I would listen to the voices like, you know, you take out the garbage. Just because we hear those voices don't mean that we have to listen to them. So that's just another example of that little red guy telling me, like, hey, you know, who she thinks she is telling you to take out the garbage? You tell her to take out the garbage. Now, I could have listened to that and said the words out loud, and it probably wouldn't have ended that well. But again, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we hear these voices in our head, and we tend to listen to them because we feel like it's us talking to us. So that just go to show you that the voices, and like the voices in your head, you don't have to listen to them. So just like I felt like I didn't have to listen to her telling me to take out the garbage, keep that same energy with the voices in your head. If you use the example and say, like, I can't make it to the gym, keep the same energy. Tell yourself, watch me make it to the gym. So challenge those negative thoughts. If you feel yourself just saying negative things about yourself, telling yourself how you can't do something, just keep the same energy and challenge those negative thoughts. Now, the last tip I want to give y'all is to start meditating. Meditating is going to help quiet the voices in your head, and then it can shift your overall mood. Just imagine a glass of water, right? I got this example from a book called Don't Believe Everything You Think by Joseph Wynn. My boy Jalen, he recommended this book to me. And the example he used is, picture a glass cup full of water, right? And it's got dirt in it. Now, what happens if you shake up that cup? Like, the dirt starts to float around in the cup. Basically, the glass is foggy. You cannot see through the glass. Everything's foggy. Now, if you sit that cup down and let it just sit still, eventually all of that dirt will sink to the bottom. And then now everything is clear and you can see through the glass. Remember that term, get still. So meditating helps you get still. Just think of yourself like that cup. You know, you got all these voices in your head. Everything's all dirty and foggy. It causes stress and anxiety. But when you meditate and you get still, all of that dirt will sink to the bottom, and all of those voices, they start to quiet, and you can think more clearly, and then you can make better decisions. I highly recommend, if you haven't checked that book out, it's a free, they actually have the audiobook on YouTube, and you can listen to it for free. So I'm going to put the link in the description to that video. And also, I'm going to put the Amazon link to the physical book if you prefer that instead. The key is being open to trying new things. Of course, it's going to cost you some of your time and effort, but in the end, it'll be worth it. There's a quote actually from that same book, and it goes, if your mind is completely full of old thinking, it is impossible to have any new thoughts come into your mind to create the change that you seek. So if you're looking to change something, like, you have to have an open mind about it. You know, you got to have an open mind to let new ideas in. We got to accept that there's people out there that know more than what we know about certain subjects. So, you know, just be open to learning new things. And next time you find yourself in a bad mood or telling yourself you can't do something, remember, you do not have to listen to those voices. Challenge them, prove them wrong, and then soon you'll be controlling self-doubt instead of letting self-doubt control you. Key. Now, if you made it this far, shout out to you, because you're a real one. I did promise a bonus tip, which is my favorite, and that's listening to audiobooks. This is where I get a lot of my ideas and my mindset from. You got to think, people have been studying these subjects for some over 100 years. Some of these books, they date back to like 1900 that I listen to or that I read. So you got people that's been studying this for over 100 years. So you're doing yourself a disservice by not taking advantage of that. If I know somebody been working on his craft for 100 years, you better believe that he done figured some stuff out, and he, you know, he may have some things that can help you in your life. So again, listening to audiobooks is a great way to get rid of self-doubt, because you start reprogramming your mind and you learning new ideas to help you deal with that. So remember, when you feel self-doubt kicking in, first up, I want you to be aware that the voices are there. In one way or another, you do not have to listen to those voices. Number two, challenge those negative thoughts. Treat them like you would if somebody else on the street told you that same thing. And third, start meditating. It helps you get still. You'll quiet those voices in your head, and then you'll be able to shift your overall mood. So meditate is huge. And then the bonus tip was listen to audiobooks. It's a quick, simple way to start to shift your mindset. It'll help you out a whole lot dealing with self-doubt. Now, for the next episode, we're going to be diving into emotional intelligence. Man, I got a crazy story that I want to share with y'all that almost cost me my life. So stay tuned for that, because y'all not going to believe what happened. Thanks for taking the time out to create your personal development blueprint. Think about the tips and the strategies that we discussed in today's episode and how you can apply them to your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear some of your feedback and continue supporting you on your journey. Until next time, stay focused, keep pushing forward, and you will keep leveling up. Key.